slice it and batter it and fry it just like you would steak.
Yeah.
Boil it. They'd also boil it. Boil it with neck bone and backbone and liver and then the lights together.
Yeah.
If they killed hog that day, well, they'd have, I know my dad, mama had to cook the liver and lights and backbone that night for supper. That was the tradition, you know.
Yeah.
The only thing about it, I didn't like the liver, and that just messed up the whole thing.
Oh, I see. Did y'all ever take the inside of the hog and do anything?
Yes, sir. You see, you clean them entrails and stuff your sausage with it.
Uh-huh.
Or either boil them and eat them.
Yeah.
Or fry them.
Well, yeah. And that was called
chitlin.
Yeah.
You'd clean them entrails and stuff your sausage with. That other big part of it, you'd keep it and eat it. With them old sausage in there, and I stuck them in them, and turned that old sausage in there, and the stuff and come out in that old. Down to the land, you hang them up in the smokehouse, and then get you some good hickory wood and smoke them. Smoke that old ham. Boy, that was some meat you in there. You go in there and cut that down and eat it raw. It'd be good.
A side of bacon was a, well, what'd you cut? The meat between the shoulders and the ham, that was a...
That's your side.
And a middling? What
people call it a middling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard...
They smoke here.
Uh-huh.
And you had your shoulders and your ham.
Do you still smoke some meat, or...?
No, I quit it. Sometimes you can get it smoked in these meat packing places now. They'll smoke it for you. But I about quit it myself. I used to do it, though.
People used to have their own meat that they would slice up and fry for breakfast, you know?
You're right. Get that old... I used to listen... My first trip you make with that old ham, you know, you get in there, buddy, and you know, cut it around in there like that, cut that whole piece out there.
Yeah.
And slice it up and...
Now, but how did you keep meat like that? I still don't see how they could keep it from spoiling. It must have been...
Back in them days, they had a... The weather must have been better than it is now. Better weather or something. I finally got why I lost the rice smart and I finally quit it. It wouldn't kill out.
Yeah.
It may have tainted around
back then, and I'm not near as old as... Back then, you had a consistent winter. You didn't have a 3 days of cold weather.
Yeah.
And 4 days of warm weather. When it come wintertime, it was wintertime till summertime.
Huh.
And then you could, that's the way you cure out your meat in the salt box. So many, you stay in that salt so many days, and then you take it out and wash it. And then hang it up. And then smoke it week after week. Till you got it just like you wanted, and it would hang there till it on up in the summer.
Yeah, you'd wrap it. You know, you'd fix up some kind of paste and paste it, and then you'd take a flour sack and things and put it in there and sew it up in there and just hang it up in the smokehouse.
And nowadays, you take them to the... What'd you cut them with? Big old...
They most of them have good... Butcher knives, then I call them butcher knives.
Butcher knife and a double-bladed axe.
And you shoot them or
knock them? Both knock them in the head with an axe. They don't want to shoot them too much because that bullet sometimes going in and going into the ham on the shoulders and mess it up. They want to knock him in the head.
Yeah. Huh. Good gracious. But that was the way hogs were raised in it back then.
And they put them up in that floored pen and feed him so many weeks.